The Traveler's Journal, February 10th, on a continuing tour of New Zealand's national parks. When the Dutch explorer Abel Tasman discovered the islands of New Zealand in 1642, he first encountered its native Maori inhabitants in a large bay on the northern tip of South Island. That bay was, and still is, a most beguiling place, blessed with golden sand beaches, mild climate, and abundant sunshine. A 28-mile strip along its shore has been set aside as Abel Tasman National Park. Forested with tree ferns and towering palms, its rocky headlands are an ideal place to hike, sail, sea kayak, and beachcomb. Visitors here tend to move more with the rhythm of the tides rather than the tyranny of the digital watch. Paparoa is another South Island seaside national park, but its terrain is more like the Italian Riviera than a tropical beach. Eons of unrelenting waves have carved a playland of caves, arches, towers, and blowholes in its limestone cliffs. There's peace and privacy aplenty on the trails which lace through Paparoa's inland river valleys. Fiordland National Park on the island's southwest tip is one of the Earth's most remarkable natural areas. Glaciers shaped its jagged shoreline, lakes, and mountains. With more than 360 inches of rain a year, it's a realm of dense vegetation, a landscape that blossoms with magnificent waterfalls whenever it rains. Milford Track, along Fiordland's edge, has been called the world's finest walk. Yet many of Fiordland's 3 million acres have never felt a human foot. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.